Let's fuck this shit.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
So Christina just told me that she has never once in her podcasting career, which is now, what, a year and a couple months? She has never once tested her mic or how her audio sounds before recording.
I didn't know you're supposed to do that.
The true duality of man.
Well, you always tell me to, like, test my shit. And I thought by Christina, test your shit, you mean, does the light turn on? And I thought I was testing it.
What if the light is on but no one's home?
That is my whole existence. 5 minutes ago, Audrey was, because I had to record tonight with new headphones, she was like, I want you to test the mic before.
To make sure they are connected, yeah.
Yeah, and I just had like no idea what
just
she meant.
This blank look on her face, and I was like, I need you to press record and then listen to yourself to make sure that the microphone is working. So we're all good right now.
The way that I podcast is I am so divorced from the background of it that I just belch my thoughts. I don't listen to the finished product hardly ever.
You talking to yourself in your head is a podcast.
Exactly.
My inner monologue is my own podcast.
Okay, anyway. Hi.
Hello. Welcome to Puck Bunnies. Welcome back, friends and foes alike. I'm Audrey.
I'm Christina.
Welcome to the show. Here it is. We're back another week. How are you?
I'm chilling. That's not very helpful. No, I've had a very busy weekend. A friend of the pod, roving podcast correspondent Sarah Sivian, was in town. So I have been hungover all day.
That's how you know Sarah's in town.
That's how you know Sarah's in town, is you get an all-day hangover. So I'm feeling great. I'm feeling fine.
What you sipping on?
I am sipping on a bright green bottle of mint chocolate Soylent for calories. Okay, by the way, this has the Christina seal of approval. This shit is amazing. It tastes like an Andes mint that's been like liquefied. If that sounds like something you like, then buy it. How are you?
I'm good. I'm back at work. I got pretty sick last week. Had to take a couple sick days. That's also why this episode is kind of late, but you take
whatever
what you get around here. I am drinking a Miller High Life.
Wow.
Champagne and beers. And I am currently applying the clear coat of nail polish to my nails. So if I get a little quiet or sound a little funny, it's because I inhaled too many fumes.
I love that for you. I love the just bouquet of scents that must be emanating from your room right now.
Miller High Life and nail polish. Living the dream, baby.
Remember in Harry Potter? Where like the love potion would make the exact smell of something that you really liked.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's somebody's.
Miller High Life nail polish. What would my third scent be? It's usually like three things.
Mm-hmm.
What would yours be?
I think mine would be like...
What's your essence? What are your smells? What are your smells?
Welcome to Puck Buddies Pod. What are your essential smells that describe your personality? I think mine would be the Glossier perfume that I'm always wearing.
That doesn't count. A perfume is already a scent.
Oh, it's just like stuff that I do?
Yeah.
That I like. I feel like I we are speaking two different languages tonight.
Two different love languages.
Oh, well, one would be the smell of hairspray.
Yeah, it would absolutely be hairspray.
Hairspray,
mint chocolate Soylent.
The chocolate, I almost said dry shampoo, but I'm like, wait, they can't all be.
Three different hair products.
Probably the smell of a match.
Ooh.
I do be lighting up.
A match just being lit or a match just being extinguished?
Oh, wow. We are getting very philosophical right now. I mean, aren't we all? We're all sort of born extinguished in a way.
All right.
All right. That's enough banter.
Banter is done for the week.
We have canceled banter.
Would you like to talk about hockey instead?
I suppose I would like to take a little trip to the rink to see our boys. What if that's how I said it every time?
Big week in hockey media, specifically Canadian hockey media.
Oh my gosh, we're getting meta this week, y'all.
A foreign world, a foreign land to the two of us.
We've never been. I've never even met a Canadian.
Never heard of it. So Don Cherry got fired last week. Did we have something to do with that? Perhaps. It's a mystery. It'll be unsolved.
I do have to say that we need to do a huge dab for all the work that we did to get Don Cherry fired.
Basically, both of us tweeting, fuck Don Cherry, like a couple of times. I think that did it.
A couple of times. What really did it is he, and like, this was a very deep dive into Canadian culture for me, just actually. I didn't know what the fucking poppies meant or anything.
Oh, like yeah. That. I knew that they had something to do with a holiday. Like, you know, when you kind of vaguely know what something is and you don't, you're not really interested in asking any more questions about it.
I'm already bored by this.
I don't care.
He got on camera and he was talking about how immigrants weren't wearing poppies. And whenever I heard that, I was just like, I can't even begin to parse this sentence.
He did the classic, like, Tucker... Ow, fuck, the cat just crawled up my leg. He did the classic, like, Tucker Carlson thing where he didn't actually say immigrants or minorities or
those
people of color. He said you people, those people, the quote-unquote inner cities, classic coded language. We love a little low-key white supremacy mixed into our sports media.
So the most surprising thing about this, though, was that he got fired.
Oh, absolutely. I was shocked that he got fired.
Because, I mean, he's been doing this for, what, like a million billion years?
A thousand years.
Cthulhu is Don Cherry. He is forever and he will always exist. He's been saying awful shit for years. And so I was shocked that he got fired. Of course, the backlash was swift and loud and shrill from all of this.
He already has a new podcast, apparently.
I know. We should have him on. Don Cherry, come on, Puck Bunny.
Unhappy to announce that Don Cherry is now our direct competitor.
But anyway, so the resulting backlash from this was another crash course into Canadian culture that I did not want.
Didn't need it.
I didn't need to know that like a Canadian version of The View existed.
No, who cares?
I don't give a
that
shit.
That made me think like, is there a Canadian version of everything that we have?
It's like Another Earth. Have you seen that movie?
Is it a space movie?
Kind? No.
I'm scared of space movies. So is this a space movie? Yeah, I haven't seen it.
You wouldn't like it. It's contemplative and it's quiet. It's too smart for you.
Sounds like it sucks.
That's a terrifying thought, though. There's like a Canadian Christina and Audrey walking around.
Is there a Canadian version of Chuck E. Cheese? This is a real question.
I'm sure there is, but it's called something fucked up.
Lumberjack Larry's.
Well, when I lived in Minnesota, there was this chain of pizza restaurants called Pizza Ranch.
Okay.
It was, I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm sharing this. Minnesotan culture is very similar to Canadian culture. And so it's like Cece's Pizza, but it was called Pizza Ranch.
I don't know if they had these everywhere, but it sounds like something very similar to Pizza Ranch. When I was growing up in Phoenix, we had something called Peter Piper Pizza. It's only fun to say if you're a kid. But it was basically like Chuck E. Cheese, but for slightly older children. Like, it was basically an arcade where you could get pizza.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Can we go there?
I think they have gone bankrupt.
But anyway, back to the Canadian version of The View. I guess, like, their token liberal on the Canadian View popped
their
off.
Their token woman who is not a size zero and also maybe has short hair. Couldn't really figure that out from the pictures.
Neither of us watched the video. We don't care. But she basically called out most hockey players as being white and... you can't call someone out for being white. It's just a fact.
Right.
And also, the other thing that she said was also sort of a fact. In that, like, most hockey players have a lot of money because it costs a shitload to do the sport.
Basically, the context to this is that on this Canadian version of The View, which I keep calling it The Talk, but that's also a show that we have that is already a knockoff of The View.
It's called The Chat. I didn't even know what it's called. The Gossip?
The Hot Goss with Jess Allen. Oh. So on this program, they were talking about the whole Don Cherry debacle. And this Jess Allen said that she, quote, doesn't worship at the altar of hockey. And that in her like personal experience, she had found that men who she was around who played hockey were, quote, all tended to be white boys who weren't, let's say, very nice. They were not generally thoughtful. They were often bullies. How do we feel about that?
I feel like PolitiFact would rate that as mostly true.
I mean...
I would like to hear your thoughts about this because they seem nuanced.
I don't think that my immediate response is that she's right. Mm-hmm. I do think there is a more nuanced way that she could have said this. For example, my freshman year of college, I lived with a bunch of defensive linemen for the football team.
I thought you were describing them as like defensive linemen. They were like defensive people.
No, I mean, they were also defensive people, but... My freshman year of college, they were like all lived on my floor and they were a fucking nightmare. behaved so badly that our building's common room was closed for 6 months. Like, we no longer had privileges to it because they kept peeing in it and destroying the furniture.
What the fuck?
Normal things that apparently 18-year-olds do when you are no longer living under your parents' roof. So anyway, if somebody had to ask me, like, oh, what do you think of college football players? I would be like, they fucking suck. They're stupid. They have no, they don't take responsibility for anything. They're all privileged. In my case, I was at a Division III private liberal arts school. And so that's, for me, from my standpoint, my immediate reaction based on the people that I've known in my past would be like, oh, they fucking suck. Like, I'm generalizing, blah, blah, blah. And so that's what, when she followed up and later clarified what she had meant, she said, quote, I never said every white boy, just the ones whose unsavory behavior, which didn't feel very Canadian, I witnessed. Because of this, I'm guilty of having conflicted feelings about hockey being so closely linked to our national identity. Like, I think that's totally fair. Her immediate gut reaction was to say, like, hockey players suck because of the experiences that I've had with them in the past. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if she had in the moment followed it up with a statement like this, that would have been game over. Perfect. You crushed it. But she didn't. And it's because it's an emotional issue for her. And I think that's fine.
Right. I feel like she must have regretted it the minute.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because it was obviously from a place of emotion. And it was, I mean, she left herself wide open to everything that happened. I am not saying that, like, she is deserving of the shit that she's getting, because I don't, I mean, like, no one deserves that. And she was stating things that are both pretty true things, and then just opened up a whole new culture war about
also,
it.
Also, I'm sorry, but at least in America, the show The View is 90% based on these women's personal experiences. Like, it's not a news show. It's basically an opinion panel show. You want there to be disagreements. You want there to be drama and stuff like that. Like, that's the point of these kind of things.
Exactly. But I mean, it's just, you have to look at it in the vacuum that it exists in, the vacuum that you work
in. No, I won't. I won't look at it. Just kidding.
How dare you? Put that fucking Dyson away, you bitch. Let me do my, like, media
criticism. You're going to do some crit?
Yes.
Now? Okay. I'm ready.
Media Matters for Christina. Mm-hmm. Here I go. All of this exists on a continuum, right? Because the right, the conservative parties are always looking for, you know, someone to make either their sacrifice or their hero. And so if, like, she didn't say it, someone else would have said
it,
is what I'm trying to say.
That's the thing, is that when Don Cherry got fired, the right-wing people who were defending him were able to call, like, oh, this is the PC police. This is ridiculous. This is political correctness run amok. And then 3 days later, when Jess Allen says this on TV, they get to pull the exact same card. It's just, it's so duplicitous and it's so hypocritical.
It is.
It's in such bad faith.
I mean, it sort of opened up, like, a more interesting conversation to me. So I was reading, one of my friends, like, wrote a really long piece in SB Nation, Natalie Wiener. Mm-hmm. She wrote about high school football players and gun violence. And, you know, the teams for them are, the teams almost function as a way to keep them off the streets.
Yeah.
Like, everything is structured to keep them in school. And so I contrast that with, like, people in Canada who are spending their life savings to get little Kale into midget league one, where he's probably never gonna make the NHL or anything like that. That to me is not a good use of, like, your hard work.
Right, and I think that the difference, the reason that we can't see it as clearly is because hockey is such a part of the national identity there, which, I mean, go off, I guess, but
not a part of my identity.
Yeah, I can't really relate to that at all. But at the end of the day, it boils down to white jocks, white hockey players are not a persecuted minority in any sense of the word. In all sports, all kinds of people are going to want to play that sport. Some people are going to be able to play that sport solely because they are coming from a point of privilege and they have the money and the resources available to them. Those people are not a persecuted minority. You can never count yourself as being, like, the quote-unquote other.
You can't be bullied if you're rich and white. Like, it's, you can't
get
do
over
it.
It.
God, I remember in high school. I feel like I did a lot of weird things in high school, and then I see other people tweeting about them and I feel much less alone. We had, like, a really long thought piece kind of unit where they talked to us about, like, we did, like, we argued for and against the death penalty.
Oh, so like a debate kind of rhetoric.
Yes, yeah, yes, that's how we learned rhetoric.
I did not have that, to be clear.
So anyway, whenever we were learning rhetoric like this, we talked about racism and like prejudice, sort of how that works. And I essentially had to argue that you could be prejudiced against white people for my rhetoric class. And I was just like, I don't believe that.
So
yeah, I'm gonna let myself finish, but this is not what I'm actually into. So anyway, great media week for everybody. Mm-hmm. She didn't get fired.
Good call. I will say that Jackson, our friend of the pod from Roxy Fever, had a really good succinct tweet about this entire thing. And it was, if you think it's mean to call hockey players quote unquote white boys, you should hear what the ones who aren't white get called.
Ooh.
Boom. That was me dropping the mic, but not actually dropping the mic, because then I would have to plug it back in and it'd be a whole thing. Speaking of white boys, would you like to talk about some more white boys?
Yes. Let's go back to our show, which is dedicated to the life and times of white boys. You could just call this podcast like the White Boy Podcast, and that would be correct.
But also, I think Ben Shapiro has that like trademarked, so we should probably not.
But a boo.
Yeah, we know politics here.
That's right. So let's talk about some very sad white boys. Do you want to talk about the whiniest team in the NHL right now?
They are straight up not having a good time. They are letting everybody know it.
And they are the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I'm sure you haven't heard anything about the Toronto Maple Leafs in, I don't know, maybe the last 20 minutes.
Is there a website I can go on to hear people's opinions and jokes about the hockey club, the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Or like a YouTube channel where a man just yells and does like really quick cuts between segments? I'm so sorry. Like, I respect Steve Dangle. I do. I don't get it. Like, I don't get the appeal. Mm-hmm. I think that's also because I'm, like, not from Toronto and I'm not a super Leafs fan.
Yes.
But it's just very jarring to me, his whole thing.
It's scary. Yeah. I don't like
it. I don't have enough serotonin in my brain to really process Steve Dangle.
I can't process this in an earnest way because I don't have the right chemicals. It's not great up there.
No. The Leafs have...
on multiple fronts.
They have just two regulation wins in the last 14 games they've played. So that's almost a little over a month.
Yeah, that's what we like to call a skid here on the podcast.
Is it a skid if it's like...
if it's a rut.
I feel like if it gets past 7 games, it's no longer a skid. You've just fallen into like a well.
You're in the grave. Yeah. They're putting the dirt on you now.
James Myrtle is Lassie, like, barking.
Oh my god. No, please say that. I worry about... I don't read his articles that much because I don't know how to read. But whenever I scan past the headlines on his, they're getting shriller.
Somebody please
somehow.
Help us.
Yeah, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me.
They're just taking like this very anxiety producing tenor that I just can sense.
Yeah, and that's why we have to talk about
them. Are you okay?
That's why we have to talk about them, because I'm having a panic attack about Tyson Barrie, you guys. Last weekend, they lost to the Penguins. It was 6-1 in Pittsburgh.
Who's even on the Penguins right now?
Exactly. Like, Sidney Crosby is injured. He just had surgery.
Guts are coming out of his guts or something. That's what a sports hernia is.
Something like that. His dick fell off.
Lower body. Out indefinitely. Dick fell off.
So we're a quarter of the way through the season now. We're 20 games through. Mm-hmm. This was a team where they were coming in with legitimate hopes of winning the Stanley Cup.
A deep cup run, at least. Yeah.
And they have. Let's go back and just think about John Tavares, Austin Matthews, Morgan Riley, William Nylander, Mitch Marner, Jake Muzzin, Tyson Barrie, and Freddie Anderson, who was like lights out goalie for them last year. Plus, then over the summer, they also brought in like Alexander Kerfoot. They have Jason Spezza, who, I mean, is he a good hockey player? He's old, so just like let him have this one. This is probably his last year.
He's a gargoyle.
Cody Ceci, let's not talk about it. This is a stacked roster, or at least it's supposed to be on paper. So like, what is going on here?
I mean, at this point, you have to look at, I mean, and like, that's what everyone's doing right now. That people want to fire Babcock because something isn't clicking with this team.
That's the problem, is that it's not just one thing that you could point to and be like, they need a new goalie, or their special teams are shit. Even, I mean, they are. That's like the main problem.
That is true. Yeah.
And also, everybody is pointing to their defense as being the issue. And their defense is producing, I think, better numbers than it did last season. But there's just no offense. There's no shooting happening there. And also, Freddie Anderson has been not great.
The problem isn't that their defense is really bad. The Leafs are built around having a small, speedy mm-hmm. defense and then just these big gun offense where you're shooting the puck all the time and dual threat forwards, like everything. And so to have this sort of turgid offense, and I mean, I watch games with them. They don't go after the puck. They don't look like they want to be
Things
there.
Things just break down from there, and it has completely trickled down. I think a lot of it probably in terms of off the ice stuff might be to do with the fact that they brought in like 10 additions to this team over the summer. So that's scrambling up all your relationships. That's scrambling up every single line, every single defensive pairing. That's a lot of unfamiliarity to bring into a situation in the city that has maybe the most hyper-focused hockey media environment on planet Earth. And should be bombed for that reason, maybe. Should be
That's
wiped
why they
clean
hate
from
us
the earth.
For Toronto.
I feel like that doesn't not have anything to do with it.
Right. And all of their coaching staff knows that everything they do is going to be continually obsessed over. The lines that they set, the minutes that people get. So that gets picked over. And it gets even worse when the decisions that are being made are objectively bad.
Yeah.
He's putting some people out there for like weird amounts of time. I don't understand.
I mean, when it comes to the lines have not been set yet. And it's November. It's the middle of November. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that Zach Hyman was out with an ACL injury up until like yesterday. John Tavares was out because I broke his finger at the game against the Caps. My bad. And then Mitch Marner now has like a really bad ankle sprain and he's going to be out for, I guess, like the next 3 to 4 weeks or something. So you have to reset the lines from there and you have to constantly be shuffling people so that you can't get set in your playing style with these people. You can't get into your groove. Like, that's the whole thing. Anyway, they need to go to therapy.
Yeah, like, what would you do? What would you do to fix it? I feel like they need to go to a ropes course.
Or some theater games, maybe. Some improv stuff.
Oh my God. I would pay an obscene amount of money to see them do
some improv games.
Oh my God. Or even just do like the vocal warm-up.
Toronto Maple Leafs play party guests or play party quirks, whichever one you called it in high school. It's really good.
Play sardines.
Oh, play like Red Rover.
Oh my God, I want to go. I want to do that.
They have to go to camp. They have to go to camp for like a weekend.
I think they should have to do that.
Just go to the middle of the woods in Ontario or whatever the fuck. Go to somebody's lake house.
Get really high.
They're in Vegas right now, so maybe they're doing that in Vegas.
I hope they don't pull it together because it's kind of funny.
You sound like literally every Bruins fan.
Well, you watched that game. It was just, oh God.
I do think that it would be funnier, except they broke Tyson Barrie, and I'm really upset about it.
He's just chilling.
The thing about Tyson Barrie is that he's like an excellent two-way defenseman, right? And he's small and he's fast and I love him. He used to play in Colorado on their first power play unit, which is like a Dougie Hamilton spot comparatively. So last year he had 20 plus assists on the power play. The league leader in power play assists, I believe, was Nikita Kucherov. And there's like a 10 assist differential between the two of them. So that's how good he is on special teams, right? He's been proven. Right. And think about how fast the abs are. Him playing with McKinnon is a testament to how skilled he is.
Speedy.
That's the thing, is he's not playing in that spot right now.
Right. Well, who do they have in the spot now?
Cody Ceci or Morgan Riley. Yes! Oh!
I scared the shit out of my cat just now. Oh, wow. That is so good. He's actually on their leaderboard for like most hits or something.
I don't think we need to talk about Cody Ceci. Do you think that they should fire Mike Babcock?
Yeah, they should have fired him last year when they were playing Patrick Marleau heavy minutes in like a competitive playoff series.
That was the warning sign. We should have been like, oh, Patrick Marleau is playing 25 minutes a night. That's probably not great.
Dead ass. He was playing 21 minutes a night. I was obsessed with this because I just did not understand that decision in any way. He should have been fired for that.
I think the fundamental problem it boils down to is that this team is built for something different than how he wants to coach it. Their skills and his vision do not line up at all. And that's just not going to work. Like, that's just not sustainable. Unless he's fundamentally willing to change everything about what he thinks this team is capable of. And he's not.
I know. I would be curious to see who would be a better fit for them. Like a more offensively daring coach, maybe. Do you think that they would be better if they had, like, Rod
as their coach? Absolutely.
That's the kind of thing that I'm thinking, like someone who's going to take risks like that. And
or just solely understands that the future of the league is going this direction.
Right. And he works with the players that he has. All he has are defensive.
Also, they need a better backup goalie.
Oh, my Lord.
And
yes.
They are going to have to make some trades and some tough decisions about that. But they better get on it. This is like Garrett Sparks' revenge season, really. I truly think that when they traded Garrett Sparks, he put a witch EDM spell of some sort on them to make them bad.
Drop the curse. Okay, now can we see
the goals? Yes, absolutely. We only got texts this week, cowards.
Wow, they don't like to talk to us anymore.
Here's the first one. No questions. Just want you to read this aloud during the next podcast. Don Cherry retire, bitch. Hey,
he
didn't even need to retire. He got fired, which is twice as good.
That is way better.
I have to read this one to you because it's for you.
Okay.
Hey, cool. Bunnies. First off, happy birthday to Christina. I hope she had a great day. If you could invite a group of NHL players to a birthday party, who would be invited? What would the theme be? And most importantly, what would you give them as a loot bag?
Okay, so I made a list. I love this question because it allows me to do everything that I enjoy doing, which is not inviting people to parties and giving people shitty gifts. Mm-hmm. So thank you for giving me this opportunity. Thank you for telling me happy birthday. Here I go. So first of all, Jason Demers on playlist.
Straight Phoebe Bridgers for 2 hours.
I want to sob. It's my party. I'll cry if I want to. Austin, because I think he'd be fun at a party.
Would also probably give good gifts.
Yeah, like I feel like he would give me something very thoughtful because we're such good friends. Brock Besser, because I think he'd be a like fun little party animal.
Would you not want Brock and Petey both there, like as a package deal?
No, I wouldn't want them both.
Just one.
It would be me and Petey's joint birthday, so like he would also be.
Oh, right.
There,
yeah. Christina and Elias do have the exact same birthday.
Right. So in this fantasy, we're having a joint birthday party, which is also why all these hockey players are here.
Right.
That. It all makes sense. And I have to add some chaos. So Jack Eichel. I think he'd be really fun at a party.
Am I invited to this party?
Shitty. You're obviously the co-party queen.
Jack Eichel and I will plan this party together as like a cute rom-com setup.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. It'd be even better if he was my boyfriend and then you stole him.
Why? No, that's not better. That's not good.
That's like a rom-com. Like, something zany happens. I stole my best friend's boyfriend while I was planning her party.
What kind of rom-coms are you watching?
I'm just saying. I think it would be a good concept. Anyway, my last person I would invite would be Mika. I had no idea what a loot bag was. I did not get invited.
A gift bag.
Yeah. Don't call it a loot bag. That sounds bad. I did not get invited to many parties as a child, so I don't have much experience with it. So I just went practical. I would want them to have condoms, a pocket copy of We Should All Be Feminists, and like one bar of Xanax.
That's not bad.
Would you go to that party?
I don't know. Is Jack going to be there? That's me asking you that question every single day for 2 weeks before your party.
As established, you would be throwing a party with Jack Eichel, my boyfriend, who you would steal. I'm going to read our next text. I demand you talk about William Nylander's insane drip. Please and thanks. Rude. You can't demand anything. You don't pay us.
Are you acquainted with the outfit that this text is referring to?
I'm looking at it right now and it's a lot.
Absolute king shit.
I don't know. I don't think he's pulling this off, Audrey.
Please describe for the listeners.
So it is William Nylander stunting insanely powerfully. Like he looks very powerful in this picture with a like flat brim hat that says Stigo on it.
What color is that?
The hat is like a crimson, like a deep, beautiful crimson with some white font on it. He has the grandpa glasses, like the big
ones.
And
they're like orange tinted.
Yeah, it's very 70s. So complimenting the creeper look is this crustache he's got going on. Looks really bad. I think he's doing Movember or something. Then he has his very low cut windbreaker.
With the chains out. Multiple chains.
And the jacket is blue and yellow and black. It's awful. None of this works for me.
It's a really bad outfit. That being said, I think he's pulling it off. And also, I would wear the entire thing.
You would look way better in it than him because you have like a...
Because I'm a girl.
Yeah, exactly. Like your titties would be out at least. So it's like there would be something to redeem
now,
the outfit.
Wait. I don't... Look at that picture again. Let me ask you a question.
Okay, here I go.
Let me ask you a question.
Pose me a question.
Imagine him in that outfit, but one addition, a nose ring. What do we think? Would it work?
Yes! Yeah! I hate that. I hate that I'm saying yes. Oh my God.
William winner pierce your nose challenge.
Not a stud.
Yeah, a ring. Like I have.
Yeah, right there. Like not in the middle, because that's I don't like that on men.
Not a septum piercing.
Yeah,
he'd look sexy as hell.
He would look sick. He would look really cool. He would look like a club promoter.
Can someone please pass that along to him?
Let him know. I'll read this one. Our next text. I know we all love the Preds and Stars winter classic jerseys, but as someone whose name starts with A, am I morally obligated to buy the Avs Stadium Series jersey that leaked? I feel like we would be betraying every A figurine, wall art, and jewelry that I got as a child if I didn't. Thanks, Ainsley. Those are ugly. Have you seen them?
I think they're nice.
No,
Audrey.
They look like rash guards.
I really like them. I had the same thought, which was I did not ask my parents for a Juicy Couture A initial necklace my freshman year of high school for nothing.
You put down 25 big ones for an A necklace. Wow.
Just in case you forgot that my name did start with an A. I get this impulse, and I also want one. I want one. What can I say?
I think they look like rash guards. I don't like them at all.
Here's the text. Please talk about Garnett Hathaway's friendship with the Caps dog Captain. It's ruining my life.
I haven't seen any. I'm looking up Captain dog. Oh. Oh no. Oh, that is cute.
Do you want to see this one? Let me show it to you.
Oh. Buzz to my Woody. Oh my god. I hope he adopts him. I know that's not how that works.
For Halloween, Captain was Woody, and Garnett Hathaway dressed up as Buzz Lightyear and carried him around the ice, and it was really cute.
Wow, Garnett looks great.
So they have a special bond. If I think about it too hard, I start sweating, so I'm going to try not to. Okay. I'm just going to say that it's nice and that I have no deeper emotions about it than that.
It doesn't do anything to you, like, in the inside?
Mm-mm. Nope.
I like to think of him as being, like, the kid who has to take home the hamster from school.
Because he's also the new kid this year. He's, like, one of the new guys. They're like, oh, you have to take care of the puppy. That sucks for you, Garnett. And he's like, haha, yeah, totally sucks. I don't want to do this at all.
Thank you so much. I love this. Next text we got is very good. Bunnies, for some reason, known only to God and PK Subban, same person. Jack Hughes has gotten the nickname Lil Jizzy.
Mm-hmm.
My two questions for the week are, why are hockey players still allowed to give each other nicknames? And which one of the Devils had to be the one to explain to that child what his nickname actually meant? Thanks. I love the show. Bye. Okay, first of all, I don't want to break any hearts here. I'm pretty sure that Jack Hughes knows what jizz is.
Yeah, I mean, he is like a 20-year-old man, so he is definitely acquainted with the concept.
Right. I'm sure he's been snapping his bread sheets in half for like a while.
Well, that's
now.
Gross, but
thank you so much. Thinking about this question got me going down this wormhole of like hockey nicknames, because as we all know, most of them are terrible.
Yeah.
It's always like Kaner or Stromer or Ovi, or you just shorten it, or you just add a Y or like another consonant. But there are some really, really good hockey nicknames out there. Jake the Snake.
Yes.
Easy. Alliteration. It doesn't take that but that hard. Like, you could all do this. You could all strive to be at Jake's level. Jumbo Joe. Again, with the alliteration. I guess the first one was more like the sound version of rhyme. The sound version of alliteration, which is rhyming.
Those are good ones.
And then the Bread Man. I like that one, too.
Love nicknames. Would love to be part of one someday.
Oh, you want me to give
no,
you a nickname?
No, please don't.
What if we gave each other nicknames?
What's the best nickname you've ever had?
I gotten some really mean ones. I got called the Jolly Green Giant for a long time in middle school, and then on my high school debate team, where I was somehow being bullied by the members of the debate team, which is like a really new level, they called me Squire Longbottom because I was really tall and my ass was huge.
I'm really sorry.
But I went by Christy until I went to college, I guess. That's the real answer. I don't know why I had to go into my trauma.
Wait, we did get another Jack Hughes question this week, and it is Mary Fuck Kill Sidney Crosby, Taylor Hall, Jack Hughes.
Terrible.
Awful.
Question.
Just really a bad combination.
I feel like it's easier to start with who you marry here. And I feel like I would have to marry Sidney
I would
Crosby.
Also have to marry Sidney Crosby.
He seems kind of nice. If the other options are fuck or kill, like, I don't want to do that. And then I'm going to have to go with fuck Taylor Hall. So I would kill
Jack Hughes because, I mean, that's the obvious. Like, you got to start with killing Jack Hughes because he's literally... I don't even think he can legally drink yet. Like, gross. Come on.
No. All he knows is how to play hockey and what jizz is.
Yeah. All Gen Z number one draft picks know how to do is jewel snap their bed sheets in half, play hockey, and lie.
Oh my god!
Would you like to read the last text that we got this week?
Yes, I love this question. Hey babes, as a fellow female identifying fan, what are your thoughts on the growing trend of unapologetic acceptance of sexuality by many female sports Ooh. Fans? Like, I may be a huge sports lesbian, but I'm a hoe for some male objectification. Love y'all, Ronnie. Okay, so I love this question because I really think it really hits at the exact ethos of our podcast.
Yeah, like, why do you think we started the show? So we could talk about boys.
Right. Alexa, play the song Boys by Charlie XCX. I love that song. But I really believe that you can enjoy sports on a both ironic and yes. unironic level and still objectify hot mm-hmm. dudes. You can do them both. Like, one does not invalidate the other.
No, absolutely. I think also for me, this is something that I thought about a lot, obviously, because I love to overanalyze everything mm-hmm. I do.
Of course.
But I think it kind of circles back to the first thing that we were talking about tonight, which is sports have always been something that is male-oriented activity. Men are oftentimes in position of power over women, mm-hmm. especially white, straight men. And
go on.
And so objectifying men in this context poses no mm-hmm. threat to them.
Right.
It's reversing the systems that are already at play. You know, it's reversing that power dynamic. Right. It's reversing that gender dynamic in a way that is not, it's not threatening. It's not serious.
It's not the same thing as if, like, you're fucking watching the Olympics and comment, and you're a dude commenting on how hot all gymnasts yeah. are. You know what I mean? There's a difference between, I really do, and I don't think this is hypocritic at all of me to say, that me admiring, like, a male athlete's body who makes millions of dollars and I will never meet, will never be in the right. same room. Like, that's different than commenting on the female bodies of...
A 16-year-old gymnast, yeah.
Yes, right. It's not the same thing. And, like, I know a lot of people will try to say that it is, and I just don't think that it is. Also, they're hot. What do you want me to do? Not look?
Yeah, like, sorry.
Don't post your little lurch straps on Twitter. I fucking see you, Taylor Hall, with the tiny backpack and the short shorts. You want us to look.
Scorpio ass.
DMing Selena Gomez ass.
And the other thing that I think is interesting is that it also brings, I think it brings women, it's a bonding experience for women being yes. able to kind of enjoy sports in this dual context. The not right, serious exactly. parts, which is like, oh my God, Jamie Benn, do me on it. But then also being able to appreciate Petey out there doing his deeks every night.
Right. It's almost like it's a really quick way to just make other friends in sports that are women.
And it also just makes me feel sorry for men. Like, imagine watching hockey and, like, not being able to think people are hot and that you like the sport.
Oh, bro. Like, ew. You mean you're watching this for the
ew,
skill? Like, you just like hockey? Yeah.
Get a life, man.
Pervert.
Also, I'm just a fan of this concept because it's why we're here.
Puck Bunnies Pod LLC exists to objectify males everywhere.
So that's it, I think, for the objectification hour this week.
It flew by.
Wow, we had a great time, as usual.
I feel like I've gained a couple more rungs above men just in this hour.
I put my clear nail polish on, so I'm all set for the week. If you would like to call in with any questions, concepts, concerns.
Concepts.
Yeah, just concepts about, like, life or death or whatever.
If you have any plans.
If you got any plans that you want to tell us about, you can call us at 774-318-6952. You can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, also on Spotify, also on, what's the other one?
Stitcher.
Yeah, that one, Stitcher.
On all the websites, just talk about
us.
All
the websites. You can do all, hit us up on all the websites.
Even if, the, like, we're not on it, you should just, like, put our name out there.
Craigslist.
That's what a real fan would do. So, yeah, like, go on the PC World forums where you're trying to fix your computer. You can also follow us on Twitter at puckbunnies_pod. You can follow us on Instagram at puckbunniespod,
no underscore.
And if you want to give us some money, which you should, you can become a subscriber to us on Patreon at patreon.com/puckbunnies. I'm Christina.
I'm Audrey, and we will see you guys next week. This has been Puck Bunnies. Bye!
Okay, I'm gonna stop recording. I'm gonna stop bullying you.
Seems like I should have known better than to turn my head like it didn't matter. to be a surprise. Me showing up, you thought I was working. Why do the things I do when I know I am losing you? Thought you'd be happy to see me, but you said, what the hell are you doing? I do when I know I am losing you. Everybody calm down, you were so embarrassed. Seems like I should have known better than to turn my head like it didn't matter. Why do I do the things I do?